For the next few days, we're going to learn a little bit about the laws of counting of the Omer. We recite before Sfiras Omer various psukim, which we actually read a few days ago. Ustafartim lechem yimecharas haShabbos, that we begin to count on the day after Shabbos, which means not Shabbos, but the rest day, the first day of Pesach, which means the next day, the second night. Miyom haviyachem es Omer tenufa. So we begin counting on the same day in which the Omer offering is brought, which we'll discuss what that's entailed. And we would count for a period of 7 weeks, tamimos, they have to be complete weeks, until finally the 50th day, ad mimacharis ha-shabbos ha-shviz tismu chamishim yom, dikravtem mincha chadash shel Hashem, and then on Shavuos, another offering is brought. Brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, the Beleil Sheni Achar Tefilas Arvis Maschilin Lispor Omer, that on the second night, right after the Marv Davening, we begin to count the Omer. It continues and says, V'im Shachach Lispor B'tchilas Halayla, Holich V'sofer Kol Halayla. If a person didn't count right away, you have the entire night to do so, and you would count still with a bracha. Mishnah Berurah tells us that when exactly is Achar Tefilas Arvit? When on the second night of Pesach should one count? So he says, V'kodim Aleinu. We should not even count at the very end of davening, but even before Aleinu. Why? What's the significance of this? It's interesting. Most of us think of the Pasuk of Tamimos, why we begin the holiday Shavuos and Mariv only once it's definitely night. It says, the Cholmai De Efsher Lakdume Matim. As early as we can possibly accept upon ourselves the counting of the Omer for the first night, we should. Kadeshius Kaim Yosir Mashikost of Tamimos Tiana. So it should be a complete 7 weeks. Not only should you on Shavuos wait until those 7 weeks have been completed to get to the 50th day, but also you should start it as early as possible. Which is interesting because some people have the minhag, which not to say that a person should stop doing this custom. Some Haggadot actually have at the very end of the Haggadah, after Haggadah or whatever you sing, it's the Omer. And perhaps it could still be a good custom, because maybe some of the people at your Seder did not attend services, and this would be an opportunity for them to be able to start off counting on the right foot. At least they're counting the first night, and hopefully they'll continue from that point forward. But it's clear from the Mishnah Berurah that it's better, because of the idea of Tamimos, that a person who does not have such a custom should do so at the earliest opportunity on the first, for the first day of the Omer. He continues and says, who has this obligation to count? Men, of course. V'noshim v'avodim paturos m'mitzvah zo. When it comes to women, women do not have an obligation to count the Omer. Why not? Sounds like a very nice mitzvah. Because we know there's a principle of a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Whenever you have a time-bound positive mitzvah, that's something which nashim paturos, women do not have the obligation to perform. The Magen Avraham disagrees and says that really they also have a similar obligation as men. And he says, the Medino Seinu in our countries nowadays, lo nahagi nashi klal lispor. Some actually say that not only do women not say a bracha, but they don't even count at all. Because of the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, del koponim lo yavarchu, some say that they can count, but they should count without a bracha. Da ha vada yitu biyom echad. For sure, they're going to end up not counting for one of the days. And because it's necessary for it to be Tamimos, you can't just count one day, skip another day, as we know. It has to be counting every single day in order for you to definitely fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, because in all likelihood, a woman will probably not end up saying the Omer all 7 weeks, they might skip a day or two, better that they should not say a bracha. We're going to get back to that in the words of the Aruch HaShulchan in a second. But it's brought down the question, what happens based on these words if you yourself, a man, knows that you're not going to be able to count the Omer? Well, you can maybe say, well, maybe this is the one year you should do it, right? You should get serious and count the Omer every night. But what if it's impractical? For example, if a person, Rachman Letzlan, is going through a procedure, and they're going to have general anesthesia, they're going to be out for a couple of days. So it's beyond their control. So the reality is they're going to wake up a couple of days later and they won't have counted the Omer. So is it something which a person should do, should they count, if in fact you know it's not going to be Tamimos? So one could logically say that maybe they shouldn't, based on the words brought down in Mishnah Berurah, that any time when you know that you're not going to count in full, then you should not count the bracha. But it's brought down by Rav Yashav that he says that that's not the case. Because only when it's with regard to a woman in which, as we said, the obligation is not there, because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, it's a time-bound positive mitzvah. However, when it comes to a man, he has the obligation to count the Omer. So because he has this obligation, we'll discuss whether it's a deraisa, derabanan, rabbinically, or does he have a biblical obligation to count the Omer, but nonetheless he has a chiyuv. And therefore, even in the event that he knows that he's not going to be able to complete counting the Omer, nonetheless he should still count with the bracha, at least for the first days until he has to stop. Now, what exactly do we hold on? When it comes to women, do they count? And if they count, should they say it with a bracha? So the Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. The Nashim Paturos. Certainly, Mikar Adin, women do not have the obligation to count, because there's nothing you can say get around the fact that it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It is a positive mitzvah, and it is bound by time. It's only this time of year. It's a seasonal mitzvah. Mikol Makom, nonetheless, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Nagla Varech, they do have the custom to say a bracha. V'limnos, kichol mitzvah saseh shazman grama, shanashim nohagos, kishofar, v'sukkah, v'lulav. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that when we find my other mitzvah saseh shazman grama, such as the sukkah, the shaking of the lulav, blowing of the shofar, even though they perhaps do not have the same obligation as a man, it's something which they're potter, nonetheless we allow them to say a bracha. Therefore, when it comes to counting the Sefiras HaOmer, says the Aruch HaShulchan, they can certainly count, and they can also count with a bracha.